All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, November 24th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have Thursday night football between the Panthers and 49ers. We have a 7-game NBA main slate, and then we also have a 7-game NHL main slate on tap tonight too. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. It is Thanksgiving week here, so we will only be having office hours Monday through Wednesday of this week. So just so you guys know, with the holiday, we will only be having 3 days of office hours. And then we will not have the show until the following Monday. All right. Got SaberSim pulled up here. Got the NFL showdown slate pulled up on the screen. And we are going to jump into some questions that came in prior to the show. And then we will see where we go from there. So first question of the day. Quick question applies kind of to all sports and slates. Is the Minimax a bad contest? Obviously tempting because of 150 entries and bigger prize pools, but I know the effective entrance for that contest is usually pretty low. Good question. So it's going to depend on the sport. Generally, right, the Minimax for NFL has like, I think I saw recently it had like 356,000 entries, right? Like huge, huge number of entrants. Even if you're entering 150, it still takes a lot of unique users to max out that contest. So that is going to vary way, way, way differently from, say, NBA, right? Even if we just go like look at what NBA is tonight. Okay, so you got 7-game main. Go to the contest tab, and then we find the Minimax. Minimax only has 5,000 entries here, right? And the effective entrance is only 40, right? So the Minimax in NBA tonight is a bad, I would call it like a quote-unquote bad contest, right? It is not something you want to prioritize entering, you know, and you can see like, hey, the $4.20 max takes 892 unique users to max out, right? For about the same dollar amount. Like this contest is miles better than the other one is. And oh, it actually looks like there's two mini maxes here. I didn't even notice that. So there's a 50 cent mini max and then there's a $2 mini max. Okay. So we have like the 50 cent one up here, but then there's a $2. So the $2 seems like terrible. Like I would, you know, not prioritize the $2 at all. The 50 cent, not so bad. 71,000 entries. Remember, I'm basing all this off of effective entrance, right? Our back testing has shown that effective entrance does matter, right? The higher, the better. 476, right? It's still not as many as the $4.20 max. The $4.20 max is still a better contest to prioritize. But you shouldn't avoid the 50 cent mini max in this case, right? Still pretty high up on the list here. It's one of the higher effective entrant contests in the lobby. It looks like about like 10th or so here on this list, right? And then even if you were maxing out everything above it, you know, I think there's a lot of users who still get to this point, right? If you're just sorting effective entrants high to low, you would probably end up entering this, and I think it's okay. So just be aware of the effective entrance. You know, our contest selection recommendations currently, right, say sort effective entrance high to low, you know, along with like a couple other things like setting dot prize equal to however much money you're wagering. Like, you want it to be greater than or equal to. So if I was wagering, you know, $300, for instance, right? I would come in here and I would say top prize greater than or equal to 300, right? And it filters out some contests. You want to prioritize contests less than $3 first. Start here, right? This would be your set. Hey, Minimax is in this one. And then effective entrance greater than 300, okay? So like these are the first two contests I would enter. The and one and then the Minimax, okay? Well, then let's open this up, right? Maybe we do 200 effective entrants, okay? Let's do 100 effective entrants, okay? So we're basically capped out here. All right, now let's go to contests under $5. Oh, okay, $4, 20 max, $3, 3 max, right? Boom, add those ones. And then, you know, beyond that, I think you can just remove the fee filter and just kind of expand as needed, right? So I think that, you know, I would for sure prioritize all these before playing anything else. So just some ideas on contest selection. I do have a video walking through how to do those filters and set those up in the Discord, in the Office Hours channel. If you go to pinned messages, it is setting up contest selection filters in the contest tab. Got a video showing how to do that. So just so you guys know. All right, good question to get us started. Next question, any suggestions to reduce dupes in NFL Showdown? I've started adjusting min salary to zero and max to 49.9. Is this recommended or should I stick with the default settings? And then similar question, we're probably going to answer both of these at the same time. Am I hurting or helping myself if I reduce min salary or change the max salary by a couple hundred to try to get different? Should I stick with default or is this a good strategy? Okay, so two questions kind of around duplication and NFL Showdown, right? We obviously know that NFL Showdown is a heavy duplication sport, right? There's basically just lower number of players in the player pool. Lineups have six players compared to like nine as like a classic slate would. And there are more players playing the same lineup, right? Well, why is this important, right? Because when the first place prize is 100,000 and you and one other person have it, you both get 50,000 each, right? You know, just ignoring second place for now. But if 20 people have it, you know, now you get 5,000, right? So basically when we win, we want to receive as much of the first place prize as we can. At least that's our goal, right? So there are, I like to think that, you know, you shouldn't try to solve duplication through one single methodology, right? I think that you need to think about duplication from different angles, okay? One angle are salary adjustments, right? Hey, I'm willing to play lower salary lineups. I am willing to not play max salary, whether that's 49,900, whether that's lower, whether that's 49,700 or, you know, 49,500 or whatever you want to set this to, right? Leaving salary on the table is absolutely a way to basically avoid lineups that other users are more likely to play, right? I think the hand builder guy, you know, hates leaving salary on the table. I think that the optimizer bros are trying to use a lot of salary just because they're optimizing based on projected points, right? So yes, leaving salary on the table is a great option. There are more though, right? And we'll build some lineups here. I'm going to stand a build with a small max salary adjustment, 49,900. I did lower min salary to zero. So why don't we generate 1,500 lineups and we'll talk about different ways you can approach this problem. All right, this build just finished. We're going to create a group. Well, we'll just say with 20 lineups. All right, so we're in the post build. We have our pool of 1,500 lineups. And then we have a group here with 20 lineups, and we are just going to use Sabre Score to rank our lineups. Okay. Now, we've done one thing good, right? We've come in here, we've set a max salary. What other things can we do? Well, basically, the higher the sum ownership, the more likely those lineups are to be played by other users, right? Because more ownership means that more lineups with those players, and you could probably fall on some similar constructions, right? So, like, one thing you could consider is maybe a sum ownership pool filter, right? Come in just by sum ownership, show lineups with ownership less than X, right? And the number doesn't matter. You just make up a number. I'm going to make up 210, right? What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to take this and I'm trying to just weed out a few lineups I don't want to play. Now, for me, I try and get rid of about 10-ish percent of my lineups. So that'd be like 150 here. So I want to get this number down to like 1350. And I'm just going down like five at a time so I can find that number. And this is pretty close, right? We're at 1377 here. We do have 123 lineups. So maybe I just go down like one more, like 180. And now we're a little over, but it's fine, right? You know, just close. I don't have to be perfect here. Some ownership, right? Add something you can consider. Another thing you consider is geometric mean. It is a form of product ownership. So we talked about some ownership, right, where you add them together. Well, there's also geometric mean where you multiply the ownerships together, right? For a more in-depth breakdown on that, again, I do have like another video breaking this down in Office Hours channel. It's this last or like this first pinned message talking about geo mean. Let me raise this up a little bit. Geo mean over here, right? So you can check that one out. But that's another way to do it. Again, I would apply it the same way if it's going to depend what plan you're on. And the video goes into detail about that. But on starter, you got to do a rule. On ultimate, you can do a post-build filter. You know, again, right? Going to try and weed out some lineups. This is way too much to cut. Okay, we're getting closer. And for geo mean, a higher number is bad and a lower number is good, kind of like some ownership, right? Both of them kind of work in that way where you want to get rid of the higher values. And 25 is about good here, right? Some ownership, geo mean, salary, right? Another one to consider. And I'm just trying to give you guys different avenues, you know, decide which ones you want to use. If you want to use one, two, three, four, you know, you can figure it out. Another way, right? Run a build on optimizer mode. And I'm going to sort this by projection. So what we're doing here, right? The idea behind this avenue is, hey, let's figure out what type of lineups a traditional optimizer is most likely to give somebody. And let's see if we can maybe avoid or like hedge against those, right? Here, we see that the most popular captain, and this ownership describes this too, but the cash constructions make this even more evident, that Christian McCaffrey captain is going to be extremely, extremely popular, right? Okay. Well, Christian McCaffrey is also the highest salary captain too. So if everybody is paying up for McCaffrey, who are they paying down for, right? Where are they getting salary relief? Now this gets interesting, right? Because I'm going to zone in on my McCaffreys, which is 19 out of 20. And then I'm going to look at, okay, well, what players are being played the most with McCaffrey? Okay, it looks like it's Brock Purdy, Rico Dowdle, George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk. And, you know, it gets a little muddier after that. Maybe I'm looking at like 50% plus, right? You know, what I would take away from this is that, okay, people are paying up for McCaffrey. People are paying down at Kyle Juszczyk and trying to get some salary relief here, right? So this is like a mental note that I would make, right? Okay, let's be aware that people are paying down here. All right, great. So now I'm going to go and take all this information and I want to apply to my builds, right? Okay. I can decide on how aggressive how aggressive I want to be with the salary. I can decide on which filters I want to use, right? If I want to use both, if I want to use one. And then the last thing I can do is that I come in here. And one other thing we didn't look at, which I do want to go back and look at. Is what stack types are most common. I like to look at the team stacks here because I like to see, and if you ever see like an exclamation point, just changing the number, changing it back works. I like to see what teams the builder is favoring. Okay, we have 25% San Francisco 5-1, 45% San Francisco 4-2, and then we have some even stacks, right? So my takeaway here is that, hey, we have no Carolina 4s and no Carolina 5s. Okay, so we know McCaffrey use check, pretty common. We know San Francisco heavy builds. And then we're going to do all of our other stuff with salary, with some ownership, with geo mean, right, to try and take advantage of things that we think the field may not be doing. All right, so we come in this build, and I like to start kind of zoomed out, right? Zoom out, and then kind of zoom in over time. So here, right, I want to go to my stacks. Now, what I would like to do is I would like to see at what rate our lineups kind of reflect those cash constructions, right? Hey, we are playing a lot of 4-2 and 5-1 San Francisco. Well, what can I do about that, right? Well, you know, I think it's okay to either match or be a little higher exposed to those constructions that maybe weren't popping based on the pool exposures, right? Pool exposures are like optimal rates for the stacks, you know, because we're taking a single sim of each game on the slate. Well, maybe I want to be like double here, right? I want to play, you know, 5%. Carolina 5-1s, right? That gives me one lineup out of 20. Okay, I want to play 1-5-1. Maybe I want to play, you know, maybe I want to match or maybe I want to get close, right? Maybe I want to play 20% Carolina 4-2s, right? Now these values are a little closer. Still playing a lot of 5-1s, but I'm using the information SaberSim is giving me to try and make educated decisions about things I think I can do backed by sim data to try and get more unique, right? Hey, I don't think as many people are going to play Carolina 4-2s. Sim is saying it's optimal about 17% of the time. I'm going to play 20% here, right? So now I have 25% of my lineups in a way I think is going to be less popular, right? So that's really good. I'm really happy with what I'm seeing. We're not playing that many even stacks at the moment. That's okay. So you know, really, really popular here, right? You know, okay, well, hey, let's go and make sure that, you know, we don't have, you know, 100% like Kyle Juszczyk with McCaffrey, right? We have about 35% here. I don't think that's bad. That is lower than what we saw previously, right? We saw 52% combo in the other build. We're seeing 35% combo in our builds. You know, if I saw that when I highlighted McCaffrey, and then I go over to my flex. If, say, George Kittle was use check, right, where he's in a lot of the same lineups, right? What I would probably do in this instance is highlight the lineups with both of them and then start trashing the bottom ones to lower the amount of lineups that they show up in together, right? I want to basically decrease the number of combos with them to maybe the rate that I'm actually getting them right now, right? So the Sims are doing a good job there, but I wanted to talk about what I would do if I saw that in that situation, right? So those are like four different ways that you can kind of attack duplication in NFL Showdown. It could be as little as one. It could be as much as four. It could be some combination in between, right? With maybe some other twists that you're doing. But I think that duplication is not just a, there's not like a one size fits all answer. And I think that you need to be creative because players are smart and players are always adapting. And, you know, you want to find a balance between duplication and maintaining a, you know, high chance of winning, right? They say it's easy to play unique lineups. You just play really bad ones that no one else is going to play. But we don't want to do that, right? We want to try and strike a really good balance here. And I think these are all ways that you can come at it and try and build some good Showdown lineups. All right, next question. This will go with the above. Do you recommend running strictly Portfolio Plus when maxing, when doing the max 150 lineups? I do. Our backtesting showed that Portfolio Plus is the strongest sorting metric that we have in the you know, the options here currently. It's okay to experiment with other types, but that is our recommendation as of now, and that is what I use myself. All right, next question. When using one group per contest, if I add metrics like max ROI, does that affect the lineups the sim chose? Okay, so if you are talking about, you know, aggregate metrics here, right? You come in, you add one, and, you know, you say you do like max ROI, right? These metrics describe the set of lineups that you're viewing. They do not impact the lineups that you get in any way, shape, or form. The way that you affect the lineups is through like changing minimax exposures, Xing players, trashing lineups, things of that nature, right? So these just give you a snapshot as to how your entire set of lineups looks. Doesn't have any bearing on which lineups you get in return. All right. I think we are all caught up here. Did a pretty in-depth NFL Showdown demo as well, talking about duplication. Question from Patrick. Do you ever change the correlation or sim diversity sliders for NFL Showdown? Is this a beneficial change to make? Good question. So I would highly recommend not changing sim diversity, you know, the single game sims for sports where you need an optimal lineup most of the time are going to be the best type of lineups or the best way to produce lineups. So I really don't recommend changing sim diversity. The play-by-play sims have natural correlation, right? That's where these values come from. Hey, when McCaffrey does good, Purdy's most likely to have a good game. Matt Gay is mostly likely to perform a little bit above his average. 49ers defense, right? All those things kind of happen in the sim. Where the correlation slider comes into play is amplifying the correlation. It's making it more likely that those players show up in lineups together. Now, what you would probably need to do is like look at your lineups and see if you are happy with the correlation that it's giving you naturally or not. If yes, I would leave it. If you would like to promote more stacking, or maybe you're getting too many receivers without their quarterback, or, you know, kind of something along those lines, that is when I would step in and make a intentional decision to potentially increased my slider, right? Like, hey, you know what? I'm getting too many lineups that maybe don't have enough correlation for my taste. A way to solve that would be to increase the slider, right? You got to put eyes on these lineups and, you know, just maybe it's like scroll through them every once in a while, right? You don't have to do it every time. You don't have to do it every group. But, you know, like, hey, I'm actually going to look at my lineups and I'm going to see what kind of correlation we have going on here, right? Am I happy with these constructions? And, you know, depending on the answer to that question will lead you to figure out what direction you want to go, what adjustments you want to make, etc. So good question. Those are the things that I would think about and do in order to figure out if I should change it or not. But it is safer to change correlation and than it is to change sim diversity is the overall answer to my question here. All right. Good stuff, everyone. We are all caught up. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks.